Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
You've watched the tactics, but here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
His comments stand in opposition to another Republican, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, who's been encouraging everyone to reserve judgment until after both Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, have testified. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
Ford's lawyers say she's willing to testify, but only if senators offer terms that are, quote, fair and ensure her safety. She has received death threats since coming forward. Federal prosecutors sending a message that priests can't escape sexual abuse allegations if they flee the country. Former New Mexico priest Arthur Perrault, who vanished in 1992, has been extradited from Morocco.
Perrault was charged in a federal indictment with engaging in acts constituting aggravated sexual abuse and abusive sexual contact with a minor under the age of 12.
U.S. Attorney John Anderson. Perrault is expected in court today. President Trump has slowed down the declassification of documents connected to the Russia investigation. Instead of having them released right away, he says Justice Department officials will look them over first. North Carolina continues to feel the effects of Hurricane Florence a week after it made landfall. 12 rivers have now swelled to major flood stage.
Some locations won't see rivers crest until late in the weekend. And flooding will continue well into next week.
Governor Roy Cooper says more evacuations are possible this weekend. A Maryland sheriff says the family of a woman who shot and killed three people inside a Rite Aid distribution center yesterday says she was suffering from mental illness. She also took her own life. The Dow is up 82 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic, now.
It's 11:02. I'm Bob McClay. Here's our top story. Tragedy in Apache Junction, where a man is dead after he was hit by a school bus with about 10 children inside. Arnold Freeman is with the Apache Junction Fire Department. He says the bus didn't yield properly.
Made a westbound turn into a private drive, and they had turned in front of a southbound motorcycle operator, and the motorcycle operator slid underneath the bus.
It happened near Broadway and Idaho. The kids were taken off the bus. The school district is providing crisis counseling to the students. We're learning more about the head-on crash on Wednesday night in Florence that left 8 people dead. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says an SUV carrying 9 people, 7 of them from Guatemala, was hit head-on by a Buick carrying 2 people on State Route 79. The 2 people in the Buick died. 6 others in the SUV were also killed. 2 companies that were negotiating to take over a coal power plant on the Arizona-Utah border are ending their efforts.
The Navajo Generating Station near Page is the largest coal power plant in the western U.S. It was set to close at the end of next year until the plant's coal supplier launched a bid to find a buyer. 2 companies from New York and Chicago showed interest, but now they are terminating those efforts. This is a huge blow to the economies of the Navajo and Hopi tribes, which rely heavily on coal revenue. Griselda Satino, KTAR News.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has filed a civil lawsuit against the owners of a Phoenix bridal shop. He accuses the owners of Pearl Bridal of using false advertising and deceptive practices to collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in prepayments for wedding dresses, then abruptly shutting down the business and disappearing.
Your wedding day should be, you know, the happiest day of your life, and these people ruined it.
He says they believe more than 280 customers were impacted by this. KTAR Eyes on the Economy, a Valley Tech company, is planning a big move.
They're not going far. The Phoenix Business Journal reports Axon Enterprise, which makes technology for law enforcement, has secured a 69-year lease on tribal land near the 101 and Indian Bend for its new headquarters. That's about 10 miles away from its current Scottsdale location. Construction on the new facility is scheduled to begin in July of next year and wrap up in early 2021. Jeremy Foster, KTAR News.
Now for a check on traffic, here's Danny Sullivan live from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
Freeways are looking really good right now. So let's go and look at your surface streets, because out in the West Valley, there is a crash at Dysart and Van Buren. That one's involving a motorcyclist. Extrication crews are on the scene of this next one. This is on 32nd Street, south of Thomas. Serious crash there. This report, it's sponsored by Banner Healthcare. Support comes from Banner Health. With over 300 convenient locations, you can breathe easier knowing that medical care is always close by. Banner Health. mouth exhale. Danny Sullivan, KTAR News.
It'll be sunny today with a high of 101. Clear tonight, the low 77. More sunshine tomorrow, the high 102. Right now, 89 degrees in Tempe. Weather brought to you by Howard Air. Whether replace or repair, call Howard Air. I'm Bob McClabe on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
There's been some movement in the, I don't even know what you want to call this anymore, evolving story regarding Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his potential confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. The movement has been in the woman who is accusing him of sexually assaulting her 36 years ago. Will she or won't she appear in front of the Senate and tell her story?
So the Senate Judiciary Committee has set a hearing for Monday. And
they invited her. They come invited on down her Monday.
On Monday.
Doors open.
And
names on the list.
She's been pushing back against that Monday deadline. In fact, this morning she had, through her attorney, some conditions for which she wanted to change or set for a hearing. I think the biggest one, Bruce, was that she was willing to speak to the committee, but she wanted to do it on Thursday. All right. So there's some movement there, and the GOP was like, I don't know. Now we're finding out. Here's the very latest.
Christine Blasey Ford did not want to testify on Monday. It looks like there will not be a Monday hearing. Instead, Republicans are talking about a possible Wednesday hearing that may occur.
Wednesday, that Republicans are prepared as of right now, it appears, to offer her a Wednesday hearing.
Appears to be that these differences are narrowing and the likelihood of a hearing happening next week looks increasingly likely.
Okay, so is this just negotiations?
I think that's exactly what this is. Okay. Because some of her, I say demands, I don't mean it as in like,
these are non-negotiables,
but some of the things that she is asking for, I think she asked for as to negotiate.
Well, she asked
with.
For Thursday.
She asked for Thursday.
She asked for security.
Which I don't think security is a problem. She also asked not to be in the same room with Kavanaugh. Okay. Which I don't see as being a problem. She also wanted him to testify first and her second.
Christine Blasey Ford had proposed that potentially that Brett Kavanaugh would testify first and she would testify second. That does not seem the way the Republicans are going to go.
Yeah, because that's just not how due process goes. The accuser goes first, you know, because you got to make an accusation. And then the accused gets to respond to said accusations.
I have a general problem with some of this. And here's where it comes down to is while Ms. Ford deserves to be treated properly and have herself listened to, doesn't Mr. Kavanaugh be afforded the same thing?
We're talking
about a woman who's making a charge that Brett Kavanaugh denies 100%, right?
Right.
She can't remember the date it took place. She's not even certain of the year. She believes it was when she was a sophomore. She doesn't remember whose house it was in.
But who's saying he shouldn't be heard?
She can't remember how she got there. She didn't tell anyone at the time, not even her closest friends.
That's
not
abnormal.
Later. No other women have come forward to say that Brett Kavanaugh has acted in this way. There's no pattern of bad behavior. And while she deserves to have herself listened to, How much does it take to destroy a man or woman's reputation forever? Where does Brett Kavanaugh go to get his reputation back after all of this if it's not true?
Okay, well, you seem to be on the side that it doesn't matter whether or not it's true, that the Republicans are going to vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
So according to that argument, okay, so he sits down for a hearing. He gets to be put on the highest court for a lifetime appointment.
And he says, I didn't do it. She says he did. And they go about and do their vote.
Right, exactly. I mean, like, I get the point that you're trying to make, but I think that, like, she has a lot more to lose in all of this. I guess for me, it just
really he has his entire career to lose, his reputation to lose, a seat on the Supreme Court. That's a lot.
What is the motivation for her to be lying about this? This is a woman who did not want to be publicly named. We can get into that later. But wanted to control the narrative once it was out there. I get it. This is a woman whose family has had death threats, whose name is forever going to be attached to this. She's a private person. This isn't somebody...
His wife has had death threats. Brett Kavanaugh's wife has had death threats as well.
I get it. But for me... I don't know if this happened, folks. I don't know. None of us were there.
No. I do not know.
That's why I think these hearings are so important.
But this is where we disagree, because I don't think the hearings are going to determine truth, or guilt or innocence.
I think that the hearings can have an impact. Whether or not it is to determine truth or falsehoods, they could have an impact. She sits down and is a credible individual. And you have, I don't know, some sort of gaffe from some Republican senator asking an inappropriate question who he doesn't think is inappropriate, but is determined to be. I mean, that could have some ramifications as well.
How does that reflect upon Judge Kavanaugh? If a senator asks a stupid question and embarrasses himself in front of this woman, which I agree with you, I think there's a nearly 100% chance of that happening. How does that gaffe reflect upon Mr. Kavanaugh's guilt or innocence?
But apparently you don't care about anybody's guilt or innocence. You're only apparently cared about the political ramifications of it. And
if this was about determining
a political gaffe,
guilt,
can have political ramifications.
If this was about determining guilt or innocence, do it in a court of law, not in a Senate hearing.
Okay, so if it's not about determining guilt or innocence,
which it
then
isn't.
All political gaffes are on the table and they could have a strong impact on whether
if
or not
Mr.
he
Kavanaugh
is...
makes a gaffe,
no,
I can understand that. But if Orrin Hatch says something stupid...
We already know. The president has made a gaffe, in my opinion, this morning. I have given him a lot of props this week for kind of like keeping it in the background, saying, hey, she should be heard. And it's up to the Senate to determine what happens next. But then this morning... The president kind of stepped in it, and I feel like he just can't get out of his own way when he said this.
President Trump, for the first time, referenced Christine Blasey Ford by name, writing in a tweet this morning his doubts about her story that she was assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were both in high school in the 1980s. The president writing on Twitter, quote, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. Ford told the Washington Post she didn't tell anyone about the alleged assault until decades after she says it happened.
That's one of the arguments, right? If this happened, why didn't you tell somebody at the time?
And this is why you have other people that are recommending like expert witnesses show up to a hearing Wednesday, potentially, because there are a lot of situations when it comes to sexual assault victims that I wouldn't expect the senators to be aware of, because it is quite typical for a sexual assault victim not to come forward for decades. I mean, that is quite common if they ever come forward. And you're seeing in the wake of what's transpiring in D.C., it is having a ripple effect across this country. You are seeing other women coming forward and sharing their stories in the wake of this. And you're also seeing the public tilting against Kavanaugh's confirmation. Gallup recently did a poll. The numbers just coming out now showing that, 42% opposed to his confirmation, 39% in favor. So the longer that this goes on, I think the more you have people that are against his confirmation. Does that make senators' phones ring more? Does that make it that they're afraid politically of what could happen if they vote to confirm him?
I just get back to, and again, I do not know what happened. I will admit that.
Nobody
I have
does.
Absolutely no idea what
yeah,
happened.
Except
And I do not believe that the Senate Judiciary Committee can determine what happened. I will agree maybe the FBI could, maybe a Maryland court of law could. Okay, great. And that's a separate issue. How does the public opinion turning against Judge Kavanaugh? Well, he hasn't said anything. He's come out and said, I didn't do the things that she said. This never happened. It wasn't me. I didn't do this. What else is he supposed to say? The poll numbers can keep going down. If he didn't do anything wrong, it's a horrible miscarriage of justice.
Yes, if he did nothing wrong, it would be a horrible miscarriage of justice.
But how do we determine if he did anything wrong?
But here's the deal. You're telling me they don't care about determining.
I don't think the senators do.
Right, exactly. So
you do, though.
But
you care.
I care. But, Bruce, you can't have it both ways. You can't say the senators don't care. This isn't about truth. This isn't about justice. This is about getting a nominee onto the Supreme
Court.
This
is a win. They need a win.
And then in the next breath say, well, the political, you know, fallout of a gaffe wouldn't matter because it's about truth and it's about innocence. It's like, no, it's one or the other. You can't slice that both ways. And so where does he go to get his reputation back? I don't know. For me, I tend to believe a sexual assault victim. Why? Research shows 2 to 10% of sexual assault victims' allegations are false.
Okay.
2 to 10%. So let's take the high end of that and say 10% are lies. That means 90% are real. So I tend to believe. Now, what happens and what transpires on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it may be, I don't know.
If it's not about guilt or innocence, and we understand that we're not going to determine that, and it's all about politics, then she is going to be savaged in these meetings.
And that, yeah.
Because it's just about politics.
I have a fear of that.
Yeah.
I most definitely do, because I think that
they're going to drag up
her
past and all kinds of crap.
I think this whole situation is actually doing a disservice for other sexual assault victims who are out there that are hesitant to come forward. They're witnessing what she's going through. And that is what I believe could happen on Wednesday. If this happens, and that would hurt it even further.
And again, I'm going to go, and she is 100% telling the truth, Miss Ford. And she has a credible claim. There is no statute of limitations in the state of Maryland. She could go to a police station in Chevy Chase, Maryland, where this happened. Yes, it's a real place. And she could file a complaint against Brett Kavanaugh.
But you got to keep in mind, she never wanted to be public about this.
So does she get to have it both ways?
She never wanted to be public about this. She wanted somebody to know that, hey, the person you want to put on the Supreme Court has a character flaw. Here's what the character flaw is. Here, take that information. She didn't want her name attached to it. She didn't want to be sitting down in front of a hearing.
I don't think you get
Dianne Feinstein is the one who we can have a whole conversation
right.
about screwing this up. I think she has a lot of blame to be had here.
Everyone knows someone with allergies. Maybe you have some of these. Some of them are deadly, right? We'll tell you a story about one boy's allergic reaction, and it cost him his life. It's coming up after Bob McClay gets us up to speed with our top stories.
KTAR News Flash.
At 11:17, I'm Bob McClay with three things you need to know right now. More problems left over from Hurricane Florence. A dam containing a large lake at a power plant in Wilmington, North Carolina, has been breached by floodwaters from the storm. Coal ash from an adjacent dump might be flowing into the Cape Fear River. President Trump is challenging Christine Blasey Ford by name. In a tweet this morning, Trump says that the alleged attack against her by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was as bad as she says. She would have filed charges against him. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football. If you want to see a cool game tonight, head to Brophy Prep in Phoenix, where Broncos running back Adonis Watt is gaining national attention because he's blind. He says his teammates helped guide him to score two touchdowns recently. Brophy hosts my alma mater, Alhambra, tonight at 7 o'clock. You're never more than 15 minutes away from today's top stories on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
It used to be pretty uncommon. Now it's pretty darn common that we've got kids with food allergies, some of them very, very severe. We go to London where we find out just how severe.
13-year-old boy was chased down by a fellow classmate with a piece of cheese.
A bully. He's being bullied.
The 13-year-old has severe allergies to wheat, gluten, all dairy products, eggs, and nuts. The bully chased him, threw the cheese down his shirt. The 13-year-old died.
Wow.
From an allergic reaction.
Wow.
It's a heartbreaking story, and I think it just kind of puts a very fine point on how dangerous food allergies are, and do kids really understand? This kid was a bully. He was looking to traumatize and terrorize.
He found a weak point, right?
This 13-year-old. Was he trying to kill him? No, I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Kids don't understand the severity of the allergies. And we were talking about this story because it seemed so outrageous.
Yeah.
It seemed so far-fetched. But we wanted to know, is it? So we asked you on the open mic line, 602-200-2733, about food allergies. How strong are they? And, and have you or your child ever found yourself in a similar situation? Take a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm 69 years old, and I have a fatal allergy to peanuts.
Wow.
And when I was in college, somebody thought it was cute to be able to smear my door with peanut butter. It nearly ended my life. It took 3 shots of adrenaline in order for me to be able to even breathe. Doctors told me after that, one more, any episode near peanut, and I was going to die. These people didn't understand it, but people have to understand food allergies are nothing to joke about.
Yeah, it's not a rash or you break out in hives. I mean, it can literally kill you.
When I think of allergies, I've got seasonal allergies. My nose runs, my eyes get itchy, and I sneeze a lot, okay?
Okay.
It stinks. But it's not life-threatening.
It's not life-threatening.
Right? I mean, so we're talking about two totally different things.
Well, and I think we confuse the two.
We do confuse the two. But there are places out there where I think they're doing a great job because food allergies are something that this generation is dealing with that my generation didn't deal with. From 1997 to 2011, food allergies have gone up 50%. This is something kind of
new. What is going on? What are we doing to kids?
And then the way schools are handling it is changing as well.
Hi, this is Kyle from Gilbert. My son is in first grade now. His closest friend has allergies similar to that child of peanut and cheese and multiple other things. His school, I got to give him credit, they started in kindergarten. They pulled all the kids together and did a slideshow and a presentation about how serious the allergies are and taught all the other kids that it's not a joke. It's not to play with. They did it again at the beginning of first grade.
Hmm.
Education.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
make the other kids realize it's not a joke. And a food, because when I think of food allergies, I'm like, seriously, allergic to peanuts, you know, your lips swell up or something. No, your throat closes up and you can't breathe.
Now, in this situation in London, the school, they gave him his EpiPen. They gave him his inhaler. There were a couple of doses of some other drug I'm unfamiliar with. He was taken to the hospital. He died 10 days later. That 13-year-old boy who chased him down with a piece of cheese and threw it down a shirt that ended up killing him was originally arrested on suspicion of attempted murder.
Good night.
Though he was not charged.
Okay. Wow. It's serious. It's a serious thing. Hey, do you play games with your kids? Probably. Of course you do. I mean, everything from, a lap around the house to basketball in the backyard or board games or video games. Should you let your kids beat you? That is assuming you have a choice. Should you let them win? We'll talk about that. And it's coming up next on Arizona's News Station.
KTAR News is celebrating the 10th anniversary of Mac and Gatos with 10 days of incredible giveaways. Text the number 10 to 411-923 and enter to win. A decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days, and 10 ways to thank you for listening. Listen weekday afternoons at 5:15 to win. Text the number 10 to 411-923 now.
You know what? I don't just talk about Peoria Ford. I'm a customer. I bought two vehicles from them. I've got my Mustang, my 5.0, the Roush. It's amazing. I also have an F-550 pickup. That's right, a Ford F-550 to tow my race car trailer. Man, it is an amazing truck. I trust Ford. I get my cars serviced at Peoria Ford. I bought them at Peoria Ford. And you can find out what I know about the great deal you're going to get, about the amazing service and how they treat you at Peoria Ford. Hey, they're the number one Ford dealer in Arizona. That's 7 years in a row. All right, that's a streak, okay? And they do that by making great deals. Hey, maybe it's a used car you're looking for. You know, they sell more used cars than anybody else because they take more in trade. It's amazing the selection they have at Peoria Ford. No matter what you're looking for, you're going to find it on the lot. That's right. Over 1,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs are sitting there. And any new car sold now, you can go out there right now, you get free 2-year maintenance with it. Free 2 years maintenance on any new car sold. Yeah. Plus, you're not going to pay more. They guarantee they'll beat any other advertised Ford dealer's price. That's right. So it's why we say, if you buy your Ford anywhere other than Peoria Ford, well, you pay too much.
Some say one of the worst sounds you can hear is a car crash.
Yes, and all the stress that goes with that can be worse.
The accident is stressful enough. The repair process doesn't have to be. Hi, this is Kevin.
Dave.
And Leo.
And we're the collision team at Bumper to Bumper Radio.
Individually, we own Campus Body Salon, I-17 Collision, and First Class Auto Body. Together, we're an unbeatable team working for you, not the insurance company, to get your job done right. Check us out at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
As a state representative, Kyrsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it's dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kyrsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're looking for a great deal on a new car, but not just any car. You want an awesome new Mazda. Good news. Save today at Camelback Mazda. Check it out. Buy now and get 0% APR financing available on our most popular models. Lease a new 2018 Camelback Mazda and enjoy a super low payment like a new Mazda 3 sedan, now just $199 a month. A new Mazda CX-5, now just $229 a month. Or a new Mazda 6, now just $239 a month. All with only $19.99 due at signing. And we've got a huge selection to choose from. Mazda makes the great cars. We make the great deals. Discover the Camelback difference. Hurry to Camelback Mazda on Camelback Road in Phoenix today. Shop us online at CamelbackMazda.com.
Offers with approved credit. Finance offer applies to 2018 CX-5. Mazda 6. 36-month leases with 12,000 miles a year plus tax, title, and license. No security deposit required. Extra charge may be imposed at the end of the lease. See dealer for details. Offers on 10-118.
Hey, it's Gambo. And the other day I had an experience. I was going out to dinner with a friend of mine. I was showing him some photos on my phone. He had to switch his regular glasses to reading glasses just to be able to see a photo on my phone. That's when I told him about the Schwartz Laser Eye Center. With locations in Glendale and Scottsdale, Dr. J. Schwartz can fix your vision. Contact him at 480-483-EYES. Nearsighted, farsighted, astigmatism, no need to worry. Contact the Schwartz Laser Eye Center at 480-483-EYES or go online at teamidoc.com.
Hey, it's Mac Watson for Renter's Warehouse. Sometimes it's a buyer's market, sometimes it's a seller's market, but it's always a renter's market. So if you're tired of paying your mortgage, it's time to rent your home and to have someone else do it for you. And if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to make an exciting career move in the Valley, it's time to become a rent-estate advisor at Renter's Warehouse. Look, Rent-A-State advisors are the superheroes who make renting such a great long-term investment, career, and lifestyle opportunity. They know how to perfectly price your home. They know how to find you great tenants and make sure the rent is collected. And they know how to manage your property 24/7, all for a low, flat monthly fee. So if you're thinking of selling your home, go to renterswarehouse.com first. Find out how much your home will rent for. And if you want a great career upgrade from real estate to rent-a-state, where deals move quicker, leases get signed faster, and you have an opportunity to make good money in short order, go to renterswarehouse.com/careers. When it comes to your home or your career, you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
D-backs 2019 season tickets are on sale now. Buy a season ticket plan and guarantee seats for next year's big matchups against the Yankees and Red Sox. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at ktar.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 11:29. I'm Bob McClay. Here's our top story. We're learning more details about the deadly bus accident this morning in Apache Junction. Apache Junction Fire Captain Arnold Freeman says a motorcyclist was killed when a bus made a turn in front of his bike.
The school bus driver did fail to yield a right-of-way, turning left in front of southbound traffic, and the county attorney did come to the scene because it was a fatality accident.
A Freeman says 10 kids were on the bus and the school district is providing crisis counseling to the kids involved. No students were injured. Two companies that were negotiating to take over a coal power plant on the Arizona-Utah border are ending their efforts. The Navajo Generating Station near Page is the largest coal power plant in the western U.S. If no new owners are found, it's set to close at the end of next year. A powerful show of support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A group of women who've known him both personally and professionally are speaking out in D.C. this morning. Former political director for President George W. Bush, Sarah Fagan, says she believes that sexual assault allegations leveled against Kavanaugh are false.
Brett is a person of honor, integrity, and a person of strong moral character.
Christine Blasey Ford is accusing Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in high school 36 years ago. A feud between neighbors has ended in gunfire in the Texas panhandle.
Come get it. Go get the gun.
The argument pitting Aaron Howard against John and Michael Miller was about an old mattress and where it could be thrown out.
You hear him say he's going to kill me?
Yes.
As Howard's wife captured video, it got heated.
You're not going to shoot my husband.
Come on, shoot me. You're dead. Point it. Point it.
Aaron Howard would die of his injuries. John and Michael Miller were charged with murder. Each has posted a $25,000 bond. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And this just into the KTAR newsroom. Chandler High School is on lockdown right now due to some sort of disorder in the parking lot. It involves a woman and a school resource officer. We're working to bring you more details. Again, Chandler High School on lockdown right now. Now time for a check on traffic. Here's Danny Sullivan live from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
Freeways look really nice. I was just checking things out for you over on I-17, and you are obstacle-free and delay-free north and southbound on the 17 from the Loop 101 down through 19th Avenue. Crews are working on a crash. It's being cleared up on Dysart at Van Buren, and there's another injury accident along 32nd Street south of Thomas. This report is brought to you by Christ's Church of the Valley. Guilt, greed, anger, and jealousy are all poisonous aspects of our nature. Join them at Christ's Church of the Valley, where they'll uncover what's at the root of these enemies of the heart. Learn more at try.ccv.church. Danny Sullivan, KTAR News.
Sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high 101, 102. Tomorrow, clear tonight. The overnight low 77. Right now, 90 degrees in Gilbert. Weather brought to you by Howard Air. I'm Bob McClay on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Do you remember?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Do you remember the 21st day of September? This is the song for today. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I saw something. This is the 40th anniversary of this song. September.
There's another song we could play today, too.
We're not going to play it.
No, we're not?
Nope.
No?
So.
Hold on. Hold on. No. No, no, no.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy birthday. My name is PJ. My birthday was September 19th.
Oh,
I did not know your birthday was today, sir.
I don't tell
happy
people.
Birthday.
Thank you.
We could also play happy birthday, Bruce.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
So, question for you, though.
What's that?
When it comes to games around the house, do you let your kids win? Specifically, Pamela, you and Chris, do you let Riley win at things like board games?
Okay. Our house is a little unique. Back in the day when we were playing like Candyland and Chutes and Ladders and she was a wee little girl. Yeah, you know what? You want her to have fun. You want her to be engaged and participate. And so, yeah, you know, it's sometimes you kind of, you know, fudge it a little bit and let her win. Now, though, and it's not even just now. It's been the last couple of years. She's a pretty smart cookie. And
she's gotten better. She's been practicing.
Well, but I mean, like, my husband is totally into board games, like weird board games.
Weird board games.
Yeah, like Avalon and all these other crazy games, Ticket to Ride, whatever it may be. She can beat us straight up. So
she's just that good.
Now, there's no mercy.
No mercy.
No, you earn it. And she's probably been earning it for the last couple of years.
Isn't there something to be said for that, especially, and I'll grant you age appropriate, and gosh knows I don't know what age appropriate is.
You don't need to be like, you know, you're playing basketball. You don't need to be dunking on
2-year-olds.
Yeah, you do. No.
I showed you a video.
Yes, that's what made me think of it.
I showed you a video the other day of, you know, those daycare centers for like little kids. And what would you say they were?
The kids?
The kids. 4 or 5 years old?
4 or 5 years. Yeah, I think that's
fair. And they had like one of these indoor, you know, with the padded floor, uh-huh. like the romper room type thing. And they had a basketball hoop.
Yes, they did.
And the guy who was watching the kids.
The daycare worker.
Was dunking on these kids right. They'd go to take a shot. He was swatting it out of it. It was hilarious.
There was no
crossover dribbles, two-handed dunks. He destroyed all these little kids in basketball.
You got like a 5-year-old who's like going to shoot, and he just comes over. Like, boom!
Knocks it across the room.
Not in my house.
I said, that's the way you get. Exactly. Not in my house. You got to teach those kids. You think
at
you're going to win life? Life is not about winning. You're going to have to earn it. You should earn every one of them.
Yeah, I don't know about every one of them. Five. Okay.
That video is phenomenal.
That video is pretty phenomenal.
Howling at it.
But yeah, I think it is age appropriate. Now you don't let your kids win. They've got to learn to lose. They've got to learn to lose with grace. And I think that a lot of adults still need to learn how to lose with grace because they're sore losers. Maybe they didn't learn how to do it properly when they were a kid. You're not always going to win. Somebody has to lose. So I'm all for teaching them that. Yeah, you know what? You are not the best at everything.
And this is a teachable moment for parents or for, you know, godparents or uncles. When you're dealing with kids, that there is a reality to it. You will win at some things, and you'll win because you were good or you tried hard, and you'll lose at other things, even if you did try hard.
Yeah, you're not going to be the best at everything.
You know?
And that's okay. And you're going to survive.
And so am I out of line because I just never let the kids win?
Well, I mean, I think it's age appropriate.
Oh,
I think it's age appropriate.
Now
I'm at the point where, no, you earn it, kid. Like, even if
Riley's
I'm doing like,
nine.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to race you to the mailbox. All right, let's go. I'm going to so beat you. Oh, no, you're not.
And you got to hustle.
I got to hustle because she's
you're high stepping.
She's getting a little faster. There's going to be a day where she beats me, but I am not looking at that date. We asked you on the open mic line, 602-200-2733. Should you let your kids beat you at all?
Okay.
Hi, this is Matt from Mesa.
Hi, Matt.
When my son was 4 years old, he and I used to go to a coffee shop 2 or 3 times a week, and they had checkerboards, and we would play checkers, and I refused to let him win. And one day he won on his own, and he wanted to double check with me and make sure that I didn't just let him win, and he was so excited because he finally beat me once. Still to this day, he's 16. He still remembers that day, and he was only 4 years old back then. I think it's better to make them earn it.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I get the point. No, I totally get the point. And I
did
know,
I really win?
I know that feeling of like, did I seriously just do that? Like my husband, my daughter takes after my husband. They're both pretty athletic. I, on the other hand, struggle sometimes. And I do this workout every morning, and it's pretty intense. And I invited my husband to come with me a couple months ago, right? On Saturday, he came with me. He's like, oh, what is this boot camp you've been doing, all right?
Right.
So he comes with me on Saturday.
Yeah.
Halfway through, he is laying on the mat. I'm like, no, we're not breaking yet. You got to go. It's like a 10-second active hold. You got to do
like,
this.
He's like, oxygen.
We get in the car on the way
home. I need an IV.
He goes, I think I'm going to puke.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was like my victory.
The best thing, yes.
Because I have never beat him at anything.
Physical like that.
No, yeah. I mean, like, he's the, oh, yeah, hey.
He's like naturally good at stuff.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
So annoying.
Hurricane Chris is amazing.
And so I beat him, and just kind of like that collar. It was so.
It meant something.
Because I totally earned it.
It meant something. And kids should, it should mean something when they win. And it shouldn't, you're not teaching them anything by gifting them the win.
Yeah, but at a young age, that's one thing.
No way.
Yeah, you know, I can
Four
see.
4 or 5 years old, I'm playing Mario Kart's Rainbow Road against my niece and nephew, and I am waxing them.
Yeah,
I'm running them off the Rainbow Road. I'm throwing turtles at them left and right. Boom, this is how we play. It's grown-up time, kids. I'm Waluigi, and Waluigi. She wins.
I'm waiting for you to say not in my house.
Not in my house.
No, but again, age appropriate. If you're letting a 3-4-year-old win, that's totally cool. 5 is where you start to kind of get
okay,
into
that. All right.
You know, it's not too much longer thereafter. But yeah, the idea of getting out there and making them earn it, there's something to be learned there. Because when we play games, because Riley is so competitive, we play board games. We have family game night.
Mm-hmm.
We always have family game night. And when she loses, because she does, she just kind of gets this look on her face. I'm like, oh, no. You got to be a good sport. And she's like,
really?
Nice game.
Yes.
Like, she's sour.
Losing should suck.
She is sour.
Losing
about
should
it.
Suck. You should hate losing. And I am one of those people, and I grew up, and I heard somebody say it once, good losers are people that got good at losing. I know you're going to hate hearing
that. Wow.
And that losing should hurt, and it should force you to try to be that much better the next time.
Well, and that's fine. That's fine that it should hurt. You should learn from it, yeah, and it should be motivation to get you better. But when we're talking about Super Mario Karts with five-year-olds,
yeah,
let's make sure we keep this into perspective, okay?
If you say so. Still might be one of the reasons why you think we're going to hang in a handbasket. Pamela says on a Friday, she can take us out on the high. Restoring your faith in humanity, it's coming up next on Arizona's News Station.
I get to work on time because I know what the traffic's going to be. I know if I need to deviate my route or not. I know if there's any important issues happening in the valley that I'm going to hear about once I get to the office. I get my brief sports reports that I need so I can pretend like I know what I'm talking about when I get to talk to the guys in the morning. So I get everything that I need to start out my day.
Get your day started with Arizona's Morning News.
All right, listen, if you're even thinking about selling your home and maybe you found that perfect home you're ready to move into, the last thing you want to do is carry two mortgages, right? Well, this is where my friend, my real estate agent, Carol Royce with Keller Williams Realty East Valley, your valley-wide team can help. Carol is so confident that she can sell your home fast and for top dollar that she will guarantee in writing that she will buy your house for cash if it doesn't sell. You want to talk about being able to sleep at night, having a schedule, being able to plan? That's right. Carol will sit down with you, agree on a deadline, agree on a price. If your home hasn't sold, Carol will buy it guaranteed. Do not get stuck with two mortgage payments. Now, the good news is Carol doesn't worry about having to buy your house. She already has the buyers. There's over 9,000 of them in her buyer in waiting program. That's right. She can pre-market your house even before it goes on the MLS. She'll have people lined up for it on day one. Carol, statistics prove, gets homes sold faster than the average agent and nets her sellers more money than the average agent. You're not average. Your home's not average. Don't go with the average real estate agent. Carol Royce. Yes, call Carol right now. Reach out at 480-776-5231. 480-776-5231 or check her out online. It's carolhasthebuyers.com.
Hi, Steve Countryman here for Birch Ford. We have over 600 vehicles that must be sold during our model year-end event. Take advantage of 0% for 60 months before interest rates go up. Buy a 2018 Focus S for only $13,999. A 2018 Escape now only $17,999. Or save up to $12,000 off a new 2018 F-150. Birch Ford, off the US 60 in Mesa Drive or at birchford.com. Save a life, please don't text and drive.
Plus tax, title, license, and $399 dock fee on select models and approved credit.
Heard about Prop 127? Prop 127 contains costly new energy mandates that will raise electric rates for everyone. How do we know? It's right there in the language. Prop 127 says energy mandates will be imposed, quote, irrespective of cost to consumers. That means your electric bill will go up. Independent studies confirm that Prop 127 will cost the average Arizona family more than $1,000 per year. Arizona small businesses could see their electric bills double, and seniors living on fixed incomes will be hit especially hard. California passed a similar law, and their utility rates have increased 3 times the national average. We shouldn't repeat California's mistake. Go to VoteNoProp127.com and check the facts for yourself. That's VoteNoProp127.com. Vote no on Prop 127. Paid for by Arizonans for Affordable Electricity. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Right now at Freeway Chevrolet in Chandler, our trade-a-thon is on. Got a trade? You've got a deal. Yes. Having a trade-in gets you extra factory rebates on a great selection of new Chevys. So when you trade in your vehicle for a 2019 Equinox or a 2018 Silverado or Cruze, you'll get up to $1,750 in trade-in cash. And that's on top of what your trade is worth. Hurry in today to Freeway Chevrolet at I-10 and Ray. FreewayChevrolet.com. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Must trade in a 1999 model or newer and finance through GMF. See website for details. Offer ends 10/18.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Tommy Mello here, owner of A1 Garage Door. People often ask me how I got started fixing garage doors. You see, when I was a kid, we used to play hockey in the driveway and throw every ball imaginable at our garage door. Plus, we'd open and close it so many times, it drove my parents crazy. And of course, one day the rollers fell out of the tracks and the spring snapped. It was a total disaster. After my dad finished lecturing me with a few choice words and a firm voice said, "You break it, you fix it." So my dad, also known as Mr. Fix-It, made sure I bought quality parts with my own allowance and supervised me the whole time to make sure the garage door was fixed right, no matter how long it took. Well, despite my lack of appreciation then, that might have been the best lesson my dad ever gave me. 25 years later, I now teach my staff what it takes to properly service, repair, and maintain garage doors. For fast same-day service without any parental lectures, schedule online at a1garage.com. A1garage.com. That's a1garage.com.
KTAR News Flash.
At 11:46, I'm Bob McClay with three things you need to know right now. And in the news right now, this just into the KTAR newsroom, Chandler High School on lockdown due to a disorder in the parking lot. This involves a woman and a school resource officer. We'll have more details coming up at 12 noon in our expansion. Five people, including a three-day-old girl, a 20-day-old girl, and a one-month-old girl, were stabbed in an overnight daycare center in a New York City home. Two adults were also stabbed. A woman who had slashed her wrist was found in the basement and taken into custody. Everyone's in critical but stable condition. KTAR Eyes on Immigration. Arizona Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego says he's mortified about Southwest Key Shelters failing to conduct proper and timely background checks on employees. Yesterday, the State Department of Health announced it's moving to strip the licenses of the shelters. You're never more than 15 minutes away from today's top stories on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Radio is a decidedly a bit of a nomadic existence. People seem to move around. Like DJ was here today and gone the next day. Yeah, whatever exactly. Happened to that? Yeah, people, I get that all. Whatever happened to? Which is why when somebody manages to stick around for 10 years, it's one of two things. Either they're really good at what they do, or they've got pictures of the boss in compromising positions. I'm not sure which it is, but Mac and Gatos have been at KTAR for 10 years. Joining
really
us right
good.
Now
I'm gonna go
in the
really
studio,
good.
We have one Gatos. Gatos, can you confirm or deny you have pictures?
Oh, I've been here 20 years at KTAR.
There is that.
I got
yes.
Everybody's
yeah.
picture.
I got
pictures. Okay.
You know where everything
right.
is.
Mac and I have done the show for 10, but yeah. I've been here for 20.
Fair enough.
They
well,
ain't getting rid of me.
We're
if they get rid of me, they're going to be in the papers.
Down.
That's
everybody's
all I got to say.
Everybody's going down.
Everybody's going down. I'm taking them with me.
You, we are celebrating the entire radio station 10 years of Mac and Gatos. You guys have been doing things yeah. all week long, giving away prizes, turning it around. Instead of giving presents to you, give presents to the audience.
Well, listen, I love to make it about me. I mean, that's yeah. just one of my favorite things in the world. I could take anything and make it about me. But, you know, people have listened for 10 years, so let's give some stuff away. And for the first time in 10 years, we actually have some pretty good crap.
Oh, my gosh. It's not crap.
It's
the
pretty
you're
good.
Giving away today.
Yeah, we're going to give away, I think, a San Diego vacation
yes.
today. We already gave away a Sedona vacation.
Give away tickets to see Paul McCartney.
We gave away Paul McCartney tickets. We're giving $1,000 away next week.
Elton John.
Okay, okay.
Elton
so,
John,
so yeah. these are great, great prizes. Okay,
yeah.
so
yeah.
what you got to do in order to get in on all of
okay,
this?
Okay, get
all
in
right?
on the winning.
You've got to text 10 to 411923, right? 10
yep.
to 411923. Then you got to be listening to Mac and Gatos 515, and then be able to call right away
mm-hmm.
to for your chance to win.
I brought a clip.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, for
this
10 years.
This is like when you do a talk show, you come in and go, I have a clip. I like this.
I've always wanted to do this.
All right, okay. Like,
you know. So, we make fun of everybody.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Goodness, politicians, Hollywood stars.
Sure.
Talk show hosts.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
So I think we should play the Bruce St. James clip. Now, this is before surprise. Bruce and Pamela.
Okay.
This was when, Bruce, you were all by yourself.
All by my lonesome.
Mac and Gatos can make fun of everybody.
As well you should.
So why don't we just roll the Bruce St. James clip.
Okay.
Bruce St. James shows a little more stimulating.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's because he's another guy, too, that'll wear you out.
He'll wear you out.
Wear you out because he's just so up here.
Guy does a show before his show.
He does three shows a day.
He does a show after his show.
Before the show, then he does the show, then after the show all the time.
His voice is up here. It's unbelievable.
Even when he's asleep, he's still doing a show.
It's constant. It's never ending. I'm not acting.
I know.
I can co-sign on the exhausting. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Some of the best shows we've done have completely off air.
Yeah, there's no question. I've heard some.
We have adjoining offices.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it.
I know.
But now, Pamela and I have a deal. I can't rip her on the air because I did it for a year and a half.
You did.
When she and I did 9 to midnight.
You guys worked together.
9 to midnight.
So Pamela is not going to get, she's not going to get.
See?
But I think we could rip your news guy, Bob McClay.
Oh, Bob McClay?
Bob, you know, I brought a clip in. You know. Can we roll that clip?
Let's roll Bob McClay.
The new iPad, it gets up to about 116 degrees.
I would love to take an iPad and pull up Bob McClay's shirt.
Hold this against you, Bob,
and tell me what it burns.
When you start smelling hair burning, then you know things are bad.
What? That is so mean.
Let's go to Bob McClay.
All right, hold on.
Well, Mac, it seems that my stomach is a little warm.
Caused by something good.
Sorry we ripped you. Bob just gave us the finger.
Ooh.
No, he did not.
Oh, it's starting to get hotter now. Ooh. Oh, I just felt that.
I'm Bob McClay.
Yes!
Back to you.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll teach you.
Wow. Gatos loves you, McClay. You know that.
All right.
I'm glad there are no clips there.
10 years of the Mac and Gatos show on KTR. And again, they're giving you the presents. Today's present is a trip to San Diego.
Yeah.
That is
515.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Text 10 to 411-923. Listen to the show.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, guys, for having me. It was
great
fun.
Having you around.
All right.
Congratulations, Gatos.
Thank you, McClay.
Outstanding. Hey, maybe Mac and Gatos being around for 10 years is why you need to have your faith in humanity restored, right?
Yeah.
Certainly Pamela feels that way. And guess what? She says she can do that for us right now.
You know what? I love it when I can tell you about awesome stories that are happening right here in our own backyard. Yeah, massive hats off to Michelle, who is an ADOT contractor. Now, Michelle works at the Burnt West Rest area off the I-10. Just think west of Tonopah out there, all right? Why are we talking about Michelle? Well, Michelle kind of takes care of things there. And recently, you got Jesse. Jesse is driving through, has to pull over at that rest stop. And as Jesse gets out of the car, he doesn't realize that his little poochie pooch, George, had escaped. So Jesse goes in, you know, uses the restroom, comes back in, hops in the car, and starts driving towards Phoenix. Almost gets to Phoenix before he realizes that George is not with him. Panicking, he calls ADOT, is put in touch with the Burnt West Rest area off the I-10 there, and they come to find out that Michelle found the dog. And not only did she just find the dog, she tied it up, she gave him some water, and she stayed with the dog until Jesse came back to get him. I mean, talk about somebody who went above and beyond.
Certainly above and beyond.
And a happy reunion. It never even dawned on me, but ADOT says that, yeah, you know what, they get calls about dogs that have either escaped. But I never thought of that.
Never thought of it like that.
And it doesn't always end with a happy ending. But this is such a good one. And congratulations to Jesse, George, and way to go, Michelle.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you very much, Pamela, restoring faith in humanity on a Friday. Hey, you guys have an awesome weekend. I'm off racing. Racing tonight tomorrow. At Canyon Speedway Park. Thanks a lot. We look through the double pane bulletproof glass to DJ Tommy Two Tone, super producer Stevie Z, and Bob McClay, who sticks around. He's not going anywhere. He's got news, traffic, weather information, everything you need to know. Get you all caught up during your lunch hour. The noon KTR News expansion is coming up next on Arizona's news station.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos.
Arizona's primary election was a mess.
Yeah, 62 polling places weren't ready.
So why is the Maricopa County Recorder calling it a story of success?
We'll talk about it today at 2.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Own a new high-efficiency AC system for as low as $94 a month with 0% APR financing OAC. It's Gatos, and you'll get maximum performance and efficiency with Howard Air's award-winning installations and the industry's top brands. And did I mention that Howard Air is Arizona's number one company on Angie's List? Whether replace or repair, or for a free in-home estimate, call Howard Air, 602-953-2766, online at howardair.com.
What would you say to someone who's willing to make you an as-is cash offer on your house within 24 hours? This is Doug Hopkins from Realty Executive.